You are listening to RudolfSteinerAudio.com. If you are listening to the podcast of this, it is located at RudolfSteiner.podbean.com. Please consider becoming a patron. As well, there are two publishing houses, SteinerBooks.org in America and RudolfSteinerPress.com in England, who are the sole publishers of Steiner into English and have given me permission to do these recordings. Please consider patronizing them as well. This is a reading of Collected Works, Volume 27 by Dr. Rudolf Steiner and Dr. Ida Wegmann, entitled it's a book entitled Extending Practical Medicine, formerly known as Fundamentals of Therapy, translated by Anna Moyse. This is Chapter 5, entitled Plant, Animal, Man. In the astral body, animal configuration arises as a whole form on the outside, and inwardly as the configuration of the organs. And sentient animal substance is one result of this configuring astral body. If this configuration is taken to its conclusion, the animal principle is created. In man, it is not taken to its conclusion. It is brought to a halt, inhibited, at a certain point along the road. In the plant, we have substance which is transformed by the forces that radiate inward onto the earth. This is living substance. It is in interaction with lifeless substance. We have to see that in plant nature, this living substance is continually separated out from lifeless substance. In it, the plant form appears as the outcome of the forces that radiate toward the earth. This results in a stream of substance. Lifeless principles are transformed into live. Live principles become lifeless. Within this stream, plant organs arise. In the animal, sentient substance arises from live substance, just as in the plant, live substance arises from the lifeless. A twofold substance stream exists. Life is not taken to be fully configured life within the etheric. It remains in a state of flux, and the configuring process enters into this flowing life through the astral organization. In man, this process, too, is kept in a state of flux. Sentient substance is drawn into the sphere of yet another organization. We may call this the I organization. Sentient substance changes once again. A threefold substance stream results. In this arises the inner and outer human form. This makes it the vehicle of a self-aware life in mind and spirit. In his configuration, man is the outcome of this I organization down to the smallest particles of his substance. It is possible to study the substance aspect of this configuration. When substance is transformed from one level to the next, it presents as the higher level separated off from the lower. With the configuration created from the substance that has been separated off. In the plant, living substance is separated off from lifeless substance. In this secreted substance, the etheric forces that radiate in toward the earth are at work as configuring forces. Initially, there is no actual separating off, but complete transformation of the physical substance by the etheric forces. This, however, is only the case in seed development. Here the transformation can be complete because the seed is protected from the influences of physical forces by the enveloping maternal organization. When seed development frees itself from the maternal organization, the activity of forces in the plant is differentiated into one where substance creation goes in the direction of the etheric sphere, and one where it goes in the direction of physical development. Parts of plant nature develop which are on the path of life, and others that go in the direction of death. These present as excreted parts of the plant organism. The excretion process can be seen in bark production in trees, which is a highly characteristic example. In the animal, twofold separation is in progress and also twofold excretion. Plant secretion is not taken to its conclusion, but kept in a state of flux. And added to this is the transformation of living into sentient substance. This separates off from merely living substance. We have substance that goes in the direction of sentient nature and substance that goes away from this and in the direction of mere life. There is, however, interaction of all parts in the organism. Because of this, excretion in the direction of the lifeless sphere, which in the plant approaches to the external mineral lifeless sphere, is still far removed from this mineral sphere. In bark production, substance is created in plants that is on the way to being mineral and separates off the more mineral it becomes. In the animal world, this principle appears as the excretion products of digestion. It is further removed from the mineral sphere than the plant secretion. In man, the substance separated off from sentient substance becomes the vehicle for the self-aware mind and spirit. But there is also continuous secretion, with a substance produced that goes in the direction of pure capacity for sentience. The animal principle exists as continuous excretion within the human organism. In the waking state of the animal organism, separating off and configuration of material that has been separated off, as well as secretion of sentient substance, are under the influence of astral activity. In man, the activity of the eye organism is added to this. During sleep, astral and eye organism take no direct action. But the substance has been taken hold of by this activity and continues it as though seeking to maintain inertia. Once a substance has been inwardly configured the way it is by astral and eye organization, it will continue to act in terms of these organizations in the sleeping state, reflecting a capacity for inertia. In a human being who is asleep, we thus cannot speak of purely vegetative function in the organism. The astral and the eye organization continue to be active in the substance they have configured even in this state. The difference between sleeping and waking is not one of alternation between human animalic and vegetative physical function. The situation is entirely different. sentient substance, and substance capable of supporting the self-aware mind and spirit, are lifted out of the total organism on waking and put at the service of the astral body and eye organization. The physical and the etheric organism must then function in such a way that only the forces radiating out from the earth and radiating in toward it are active in them. In this mode of action, they are only taken hold of from the outside by the astral body and eye organization. During sleep, however, they are inwardly taken hold of by the substances that develop under the influence of the astral body and the eye organization. While only the forces radiating out from the earth and radiating in toward it act from the universe on a sleeping person, the substance forces created by the astral body and the eye organization are working on that person from within. If we call sentient substance the residue of the astral body, and the substance developed under the influence of the eye organization the residue of that organization, we are able to say, in the waking human organism, the astral body and the eye organization themselves are active. In the sleeping organism, their substantial residues are active. Waking, human beings live in an activity that connects them with the outside world through their astral body and their eye organization. Sleeping, their physical and their etheric organism live on what the residues of these two organizations have become in terms of substance. The actions of a substance like oxygen, which is taken in through respiration, both in the sleeping and in the waking state, therefore have to be seen as having different effects in these two states. The nature of oxygen taken in from outside is such that it has an hypnotic, not a stimulating effect. Increased oxygen intake makes us abnormally sleepy. In the waking state, the astral body is continually fighting the hypnotic action of oxygen intake. If the astral body ceases to act on the physical body, oxygen develops its inherent quality. It makes us go to sleep. The end of chapter 5.